Newsom and Dahl debate state policies. Commentary. Part 1 of my analysis of the Newsom-Dahl debate is here. Cruising into the second part of the debate, Governor Gavin Newsom continued to show a strong familiarity with all issues on California, providing glib answers. Of the potential Democratic candidates for 2024, and comparing this debate with the Democratic primary debates from 2020, he comes off as the strongest contender. Should President Biden not run, Vice President Kamala Harris, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and Senators Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, and Elizabeth Warren are going to have trouble dealing with Newsom. Energy. Newsom touted the success of his renewable energy policies in creating jobs. He said there are 200 renewable energy companies in the state specifically targeting zero emission and electric vehicles. It's a $1 trillion industry, and we are going to dominate this industry. He said the previous week 17% of vehicles purchased here were electric. We know this works to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and accelerate economic growth. However, the rest of the country is less enthusiastic. In the third quarter, only 6% of U.S. new vehicle purchases were of electric cars. Still, this will be a major talking point for Newsom among Democratic primary voters. Education. Dahl switched to education and said Newsom talks really slick about all these processes he's doing. He's got $100 billion in surplus revenue. But 70% of kids cannot read at grade level. And that's due to the California Teachers Association and your policies as governor. Indeed, the day after the debate, state test scores for 2022 were released and showed the progress of recent years was wiped out, according to EdSource. Fewer than half of students met the state standard in English language arts, with a drop of 4 percentage points to 47.1% from pre-pandemic 2018-19. When the state last required the test statewide. Exactly one-third of students performed at standard in math, a decline of 6.5 percentage points. For black students, it is now 16% and 9.7% for English learners. What you identified are problems, Newsom retorted. We're identifying solutions. High-dose tutoring. Reading specialists in high-poverty schools. Reading staff, changing staff ratios, community schools. All things you have consistently opposed. And we know these policies work. Why are the test scores so low then? Dahl asked. Good point. But he said it in such a low-key way it hardly registered. What was needed was a Trumpian slam to get attention. Newsom was questioned about putting his kids in private schools and his commitment to public education. I'm passionate about public education, he said. I'm a product of public education. My kids are going to school right behind our house, a Waldorf school, which is about creativity and critical thinking, and the kinds of things that we're advancing in our public education system. He touted his $1.9 billion in college savings accounts program for incoming kindergartners, which Dahl opposed. Dahl responded he put his two older sons through public schools, but now has his daughter in private education because you and I both know that the better education is a private education, because our schools are failing, no matter how much money he throws at every single issue in this state. You can tell a lie if you want, but people are walking with their feet and they know. Dahl missed a chance here to advance universal, statewide school choice on the Arizona model. He could have brought up how school vouchers and charters especially benefit the Hispanic and black students who suffer from an achievement gap. Weirdly, Newsom himself then brought up vouchers and other school choice programs championed, he said, by Betsy DeVos, President Trump's Secretary of Education, which would end education as we know it. Abortion. Abortion came up concerning the budget. Dahl said he was pro-life and brought up Proposition 1. On the November 8 ballot, which would make abortion, already legal in California up to 6 months, allowed up to the instant before birth. And he pointed out Newsom put $200 million in the budget to pay for abortions from those coming here from other states. I know that's a great platform when you're running for President of the United States, but here in California people are struggling," Dahl said. He added he would take that money from the budget. But he might allow funding for California residents' abortions, if that's what it takes for a budget deal. Which probably would happen in the Democrat-controlled legislature. Newsom said, "With respect, you're not pro-life. You're pro-government mandated birth. This is important because this has become a Democratic Party strategy, saying that banning abortion means one favors forced birth or government mandated birth. Maybe that sounds good in California, but it might not in such battleground states in 2024 as Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. In all three, essential to win the presidency, the pro-choice side was advancing this summer after Roe v. Wade was overturned, but now is reeling as Republicans are leading or tied in the U.S. Senate and governorship races in those states. Moreover, allowing an abortion 1 second before birth, instead of just letting the birth take place and calling it a government-mandated birth, is a rather grisly calculation for most people, even those who favor abortion earlier in the gestation. Drought. Next, Newsom was asked why he hasn't been more aggressive in fighting the drought. Newsom said a study by his administration advanced flexibility in dealing with the drought, with the local water agencies taking the lead. That led to 11% reductions in use. And the state will spend $8.4 billion more for producing and conserving water. Asked why he didn't impose a statewide mandate, he responded a one-size-fits-all policy wasn't needed because the conditions in Riverside County are completely different than the conditions here in San Francisco County. The flexibility of his policies is enough. He added his policies are creating more water for use. There are 37 desalination plants in the state, and we want more. He said Dahl opposed such efforts. Dahl responded he supported Proposition 1 in 2014, a $2.7 billion water bond. He said 60% of the water in the state comes from his district, which is in the far northeast corner of the state and includes numerous dams. He said we need to capture the water and save it for the times when there are droughts. Your policies don't bring results, he said to Newsom. Newsom replied he also supported PROP1. But it funded only 7 specific projects, while he has funded many other water projects. And he said California would get $2.2 billion from President Biden's infrastructure bill, which Dahl opposed, for low-interest loans on water infrastructure. Of course, that $1 trillion bill from last year is part of the rush of the trillions in extra federal spending that's pushing up inflation. Newsom added Dahl consistently opposed his programs on this and other issues. You're just laying out talking points with no substance. The problem for Dahl here, and for his campaign in general, is it's hard to fight a governor who is spreading around a $100 billion surplus. If there were a $40 billion deficit, as during the 2003 recall of Governor Gray Davis, critiquing government programs would resonate better. Dahl said Republicans haven't had power in California in nearly 30 years, meaning 1995, when they briefly controlled the assembly, and shouldn't be blamed for today's failed policies. Homelessness. Homelessness was the next topic. Newsom was asked why it's not getting better. You're right, it's an outrage, Newsom agreed. He then touted advancing 75 accountability plans for local programs. We're not just handing out money any longer if local governments can't produce real results. He said, unlike when he came in 4 years ago, today there's a real plan. But Dahl has opposed all those programs. Dahl was asked about his call for declaring a state of emergency on homelessness and banning homeless camps within 1,000 feet of sensitive areas. Dahl said at least children would be safe getting to school. More generally, he said, there's a theme here. He throws money at things. But what are the results? He spends $22 billion, $75 per homeless person, and we have 22,000 more. So the theme of this debate is the governor has all these great programs, but the policies don't actually fix the problem. Dahl added he was stepping around the homeless and feces on the way to the debate. Day one of being governor, I would make fentanyl a state of emergency and tackle fentanyl. 5,700 people in California died from fentanyl. He didn't specify the date range, but apparently he meant last year. People on the street are addicted, so get them off drugs. Fund the county's mental health programs and the clinicians, then drive down the cost of housing in California. Newsom rattled off his spending programs, $11.6 billion of investments on the issues of mental health, $5.5 billion specifically for board and care homes and rapid rehousing for mentally ill people. And over the next several years, we're going to see the results of those efforts, although Dahl opposed them, including anti-fentanyl funding that got 14,000 pounds of the drug off the streets. I opposed his budget because he spends money with no results, Dahl said. I just asked Californians to walk down the streets. Crime. Newsom was asked about his support for Proposition 47 from 2014, which reduced penalties for some crimes, but has been blamed by Republicans for recent increases in crime. Newsom said crime increases are average here for American states, and Republicans have used PROP 47 as a scapegoat against criminal justice reform efforts, all of which Dahl opposed. Newsom brought up another spending program Dahl opposed, a $758 million investment for 1,000 new CHP officers. Newsom charged 8 of the 10 states with the highest murder rates are run by Republican governors. But he didn't mention the culprit is Democrat mayors in the cities in those states. Dahl responded by pointing out murders in California have risen 40% the last 2 years. Gavin Newsom let 30,000 persons out of prison. To which Newsom interjected he had no authority over that. Conclusion. Newsom clearly came off stronger in the debate, parrying any points Dahl made. The governor would have been better off putting the debate on a weekday prime time slot, like those in Pennsylvania for U.S. Senator last week between Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman. Yet Dahl scored for pointing out the state's many festering problems Newsom has not done much to improve, despite the many billions spent. But Dahl's problem is the same one Republicans have faced for 2 decades now: how to generate interest for GOP candidates in a state overwhelming Democratic. For Californians, the debate discussed most of the major issues facing the state, providing the general positions of the two parties. It's too bad Newsom won't agree to one or two more debates in prime time. He would get more debate experience and national exposure. And the people of this state would benefit.